Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Autism and Scouting Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the Autism and Asperger's Scouting communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click on the Autism and Scouting or Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, support services, and radio broadcasting. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Hello, and welcome back to Autism and Scouting Radio. My name is John Krecha. I'm the Program Director for Autism Empowerment and oversee the Autism and Scouting Program. Today's air date, if you're listening live, is Friday, February 27th, 2015. If you're not, you can always check us out on podcast, either on iTunes or at our website at www.autismempowerment.org. Autism and Scouting Radio is part of the Autism and Scouting Program. This program is brought to you by Autism Empowerment, a public charity dedicated to making life better and more meaningful for individuals and families within autism and Asperger's communities. We serve all ages and abilities and promote four foundational pillars of positivity: accept, enrich, inspire, and empower. The Autism Scouting Radio program has been dark for a while, and we do apologize for that. But as you know, we have many people that enjoy listening to the content, and we're going to be doing a lot more of that in the coming months. Our plan there is to mix it up with stories of success, autism empowerment content, and stories about units that and people are making a difference within the autism and scouting world. If you know of anyone that would like to come on Autism and Scouting Radio, please feel free to contact us. My email address is autismandscouting@autismempowerment.org, and just let us know who you have in mind, or if it's yourself or someone else, and we would be we'll talk to you and see if it's a good fit. Today we're going to be welcoming Erin Krause and Sandy Krause to Autism and Scouting Radio. Erin is a new Eagle Scout, recent graduate high school graduate and college student who regularly advocates for himself and for others on the autism spectrum. His Eagle project was a video called All Are Welcome, which was produced to help others know that all abilities are welcome in the Greater Milwaukee Synod for the ELCA. This video was shown at the Urban Autism Summit and during the opening of the International Summit on Disability Employment held in Honolulu, Hawaii in 2014. We'll be talking to Erin about his journey in scouting. Erin started first as a Tiger Scout, which is first grade, and then continued for many years through the program, earning its highest honor, the Arrow of Light, then transitioning into Boy Scouts. He was also will also be asking Erin about his self-advocacy work. Erin is a big believer in promoting autism acceptance and empowerment. He has testified at the Wisconsin State Capitol on a variety of autism-related issues, including insurance reform, scholarships, and school vouchers. He's been interviewed on TV and radio. One of Erin's life goals is to continue learning about autism and spread autism acceptance for all. So let's go ahead and bring Erin and Sandy on the radio. Welcome, Erin and Sandy.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome. It's so wonderful to have you both come on. I saw the video for Erin's Eagle project, and I needed to contact you because I knew that he'd be a perfect fit for the radio broadcast. So thank you for agreeing to come on.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. So, Erin, how are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good, awesome. Hopefully everything's going well back in Wisconsin. You're staying warm?
Everything's going pretty well.
Pretty good. Can we talk to you about your scouting? Do you remember much about your Cub Scouting experience?
I remember being really excited when I became a Weeblo. I remember meeting new friends such as Lil Grecki. I remember visiting a radio station.
What was your favorite part of Cub Scouts? Do you remember that?
I have to say achieving stuff.
Achieving stuff? It's always nice when you can feel that sense of accomplishment, isn't it?
What was exciting for Aaron with the achieving stuff was with Cub Scouts, you know, you've got the little belt loop things and you've got the little beads, so every little step there was some kind of acknowledgement. And I think, especially at the younger age, I think kids on the spectrum, that's really positive.
Absolutely. In our unit, we try to do that instant recognition right away, and that tends to be really a positive thing. Do you remember earning your Arrow of Light, Aaron?
Yeah.
What did you like about that?
Again, the achievement. I mean, earning the Arrow of Light just seemed like it was really, really important. Seemed like a major accomplishment at the time.
Was it hard transitioning from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts?
It was kind of difficult, but it felt nice.
What were some of the challenges for you?
Keeping on track.
What do you remember what your first merit badge was after you crossed over?
I think it, I don't really remember which merit badge. Mom, which merit badge was it?
I'm thinking that early on you worked on disability awareness.
Oh.
Yeah, because I think that's one you picked out that you wanted to do.
I thought it was a different one.
Well, we can't remember at this point.
That's okay.
You're old.
What was your, because I know you've earned a lot of different merit badges over the times. What was your favorite merit badge?
I have to say disability awareness.
Because you're aware that of your autism, and you wanted
mm-hmm.
to, or why was that the most important one to you, or the one you liked the best?
Because it meant that I could help people like me better.
Very nice. That's really a rewarding when you can help other people, huh?
It's pretty rewarding. It's pretty rewarding.
Pretty rewarding. What were some of your challenges in Boy Scouts?
Again, my main challenge was still keeping on track, but another challenge was having to do all that camping.
Was camping hard for you?
Camping was pretty difficult.
For my oldest, the backpacking, carrying all of this stuff and organizing all of this stuff was difficult for him. Did you have the similar challenges?
My main challenge was sleeping on the ground.
I understand that. How many nights of camping did you have?
At least 21. I did summer camp every year.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. What was your favorite part of your Boy Scout experience?
When I got a new rank.
Every time you got a new rank. And and recently you just had your Eagle Court of Honor, correct?
Yeah.
What was, can you talk to us about your Eagle project and what you did for your Eagle project?
What I did was make a video for a church saying that special needs people will be accepted at church because a lot of churches don't accept special needs people. they don't really welcome them. They don't really like noises.
And did you find that your church was very welcoming and you wanted to promote your church?
My church was pretty welcoming. I felt like I needed to help them. I felt like I needed to help my church get more special needs people to join.
When you approached your church to talk to them about what your Eagle Project was, how did they feel about that?
They felt really, really great.
Was there any challenges to doing your Eagle Project?
Editing was one challenge.
What was that?
It was pretty technical.
Oh, I mean, as far as putting the video all together?
Why?
Putting all of the video components together, that was...
Yeah, because it's not really the technical part that was the issue. It was the problem with just the editing in general. Figuring out what to keep was the main problem with the editing.
How did you feel, as you watched him through this process of going from rank to rank and earning the different merit badges and going through his different challenges and then overcoming those challenges?
I think that the scouting program works really well for kids on the spectrum. There's a number of kids who've eagled from his troop that are on the spectrum, and there's a few in the troop right now. I think the structured nature, you've got your scout book that tells you what you have to do. You've got the merit badge book that tells you what you have to do. And I think having it that clear-cut and structured really helps. He had scout leaders who were really good at connecting with him. So I think, you know, in the troop in particular, that was a good thing. When he did his video, part of why he did his video is that when we met other people in the special needs community, we would hear stories of how they weren't involved in any church because they'd been told to leave or they'd been told to go to the cry room because their child made noises, and then they just stopped having any involvement in a faith community. And that made me sad because our faith community has been extraordinarily supportive. So that's part of why he chose that video as his project. Our church actually has services on the lakefront on the day of Dylan's Run, and Dylan's Run is the big fundraiser for the Autism Society of Southeast Wisconsin. Our church actually moves the services to the lakefront that day, and our whole church walks on Aaron's autism team. And so,
very cool.
I mean, that's how of that church is, and he wanted other people to know that they have options. They don't have to cut this out of their life because of one bad experience at some point in time.
Well, that's awesome. Aaron, so as far as people understanding about autism and within the church, it seems like you've been able to really educate people there. How about in your troop? Have people been educated about autism in your troop?
People have.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
I did a presentation about disability awareness. It's part of the badge.
And that may impact on people?
That may impact on people.
Very good. Because you advocate in a number of other areas as well outside of scouting, correct?
Yeah.
Like, you've gone to the Wisconsin State Capitol to talk about different issues within autism.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about those experiences and what you were talking about and why you felt you needed to go?
Lee Hookmer was really nice, and I felt like I needed to go because I was bullied incessantly in middle school. It felt like I really need to stand up after that for myself and other people. Because you tend to really want to stand up for yourself when after you've kind of been helpless to do anything but say, please don't bother me anymore.
Right. And then people just still continue to bug you, right?
Yeah.
And so how did you feel when you got to go to the state capitol to testify on different topics?
I felt nervous, but I felt kind of proud of myself.
Because you're standing up for yourself and other people?
Yeah.
Well, that takes a lot of courage, I mean, and a lot of bravery, don't you think?
It didn't really feel like it took that much courage.
Well, I guess that's a sure sign of a great leader when you don't feel that nervousness. Were you nervous?
I was pretty nervous. I did anyways.
Now, how many times have you gone to the state capitol?
8.
8 times? Wow. Do you remember all 8 times pretty well?
I remember them pretty well.
So what were some of the topics that you talked about?
One of the topics I talked about was insurance coverage. Another I talked about was autistic people gain scholarships from schools of choice.
No, you mean like a voucher system?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of. Is there any other kind of advocacy work that you do? Because I know you just recently graduated high school, correct?
Correct.
And now you're actually in college?
I'm actually in college.
That's awesome. What do you want to be? What are you studying for?
I'm studying to get a 2-year degree in electronic engineering technology that will then transfer over to a 4-year degree in computer engineering at MSOE.
And what do you want to do with that?
I'm going to move to Seattle someday and become a systems engineer for Microsoft.
Very nice. That's just a little bit north of us. we're actually in Vancouver, Washington, which is about an hour and a half south of Seattle. So that's a beautiful area. Is that what your passion is? Is electronics and computers?
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about your that interest that you have as far as what kind of computers or electronics that you're interested in?
I'm mainly interested in stuff like NVIDIA and Intel and just high-end electronics in general. I'm also wondering why no one's actually manufacturing any frame rate counters, because sometimes you just really need to check the frame rate on something, and most games don't have built-in frame rate counters. And the ones that do need you to use it, there's a chat menu, just type in show FPS to show the frame rates, and you have to do show FPS and high FPS alternating between seeing the frame rate and seeing the actual game. That can get frustrating sometimes because it really distracts you.
So you're already seeing things that you can fix and make better.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat to be able to see that kind of stuff. And so when you, if you could fix anything going back into your scouting years, would you fix anything? Like anything anyone had ever, were there any in middle school, did you have any of that in your troop or anything like that?
I don't really think I would change anything.
Never would change.
Maybe better latrines at summer camp.
change summer camp? What would you change at summer camp?
Bare bathrooms.
I think that's. I think the Kaibos are something everyone would be able to want to change.
Yeah. Maybe they could actually get some air conditioning there.
In the woods.
That's actually a good idea. Or at least some deodorizers. Now, I see that you took some pretty interesting merit badges as well. Like, did you enjoy like working on your chess merit badge? Of the ones that were required for Eagle, were there any ones that were particularly hard to do?
Camping was one of the ones that was really difficult because I really don't like camping. It's just I had to do so much camping for that. I know it's called camping, but even for merit badge that's called camping, it requires a lot of camping.
It does, and you have to do a lot of cooking and doing all that kind of stuff and on the trails and stuff like that, huh? Mm-hmm. Now, I see that you did a railroading merit badge. Did you enjoy that?
It was pretty good.
Pretty good?
I used to love trains.
Oh, that's very cool. My youngest really likes trains as well. We just recently went to a train museum where we got to ride on a train, so that was kind of neat. What kind of leadership did you have while you were in Boy Scouts? I mean, are you still in scouting?
I didn't go to scout meetings that often, but I remember being librarian a lot and historian.
Did you enjoy that?
It was pretty fun.
What did you like about being a historian?
I just like to keep track of things.
It's pretty. You can be organized, huh? Just kind of like the librarian as well.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. What would you if you could give any advice to the younger scouts out there kind of following behind you, what would you suggest or to help in things like camping and things like that?
Try. Just keep trying until you succeed.
Keep trying until you... That's always a great motto to have. Do you have any plans on going back and doing more self-advocacy work and supporting, supporting autism initiatives?
You have to go now because they're kind of cutting budget funding.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
We have to go now because they're cutting budget funding in Wisconsin.
So there's additional, I'm not sure what that is.
Iris.
John,
what
they're doing in Wisconsin is there's some pretty serious cuts to education funding and a program called Iris.
Cool.
Completely, which is self-directed supports for adults with special needs. And in Wisconsin, they're looking at completing it. So there's a lot of advocacy going on right now.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Now, are there a lot of, or how about his in school, or does he have supports like in college and things like that?
The only thing he's got is he can take tests in a separate room if he needs, and he has a smart pen if he needs it. But otherwise, he's been doing pretty well. He's a sharp guy, so he has algebra.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's already he had one issue with algebra he was trying to get help with, and I'll be honest with you, I had no clue what he's even talking about. Fortunately, we found someone else who understood and could help him with the one thing, and now he's cruising along. So,
excellent.
You know, he's doing really, really well.
How do you like it when you see him out there advocating for others?
I like to see that. I think that when you advocate for others, it helps you advocate for yourself. But I think that it's important to always speak up for others who may not be able to speak up for themselves. When he's testified, he's done a really, really good job. I know when there was one point when one of the senators in a committee hearing was asking some questions that were a little disappointing, like questions like, what's an IEP? And, and Aaron handled it really well. In fact, the senator we were sitting with, he asked her if he could handle the question rather than her answering the question. And he was direct and strong, and people were clapping with how, you know, it was almost like he took the senator down verbally, not in a rude way, but in a very, you know, really laid it out their way.
I'm still surprised that someone who knows what IEP is was allowed to make decisions on special needs legislation.
Yeah. That was the question.
That's kind of scary.
It is.
So we have about 3 minutes left. Is there anything else, Aaron, that you'd like to talk about that we didn't cover as far as your scouting or scouts in general?
Not really.
Anything else that you want to talk about, what you have coming up as far as, you know, in the future?
Not really.
Okay.
You know, I think the biggest
Aaron
really has been a good role model for others, but he's always wanted people to know that they can reach far and shouldn't ever feel like they need to hold back or be held back, that no matter what, there's ways you can overcome challenges and really let your strengths shine. Is that right, Aaron?
Absolutely. Do you feel that way, Aaron?
Yeah.
Very good. So what's on tap? When's the next time you're going to be going up to the Capitol, either one of you?
Only in the next couple of weeks.
And what's that going to be for?
The Iris thing.
The Iris. Okay. Well, we wish you definitely the best. And again, we want to definitely congratulate you again on your achievement. My oldest son is, he has one merit badge, and he has to write up his Eagle project. He's already done his project. He just needs to write up the paperwork now. And then we know that's a long process. So, For anyone making Eagle is a huge accomplishment. And so we want to, again, congratulate you on all of your successes and congratulate you on, you know, all of your academic successes as well. And we totally want to wish you the best of luck. So, again, got one more minute left. Anything else you'd like to share?
Not really.
Okay. So thank you, Aaron, and thank you, Sandy, so much for being on air with us today. It was definitely very pleasurable. So we thank you.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Well, we're gonna Autism Empowerment Radio does plan on having a lot more content coming in the next few months, and April is Autism Acceptance Month. That's what we like to call it here at Autism Empowerment. Most people are aware of autism now, and now it's time to really bring acceptance to the population. So thank you again so much for coming on air, Aaron. And if you have, we will be listing the video that he did on our website. So make sure you check that out. He did an amazing job. And thank you again. And we will be back on shortly, on air shortly in a week or two. And have a wonderful day. Thanks much and have a great day. Bye.